Gildan Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Horologica, a day's jaunt through the lost words of the English language, by Mark Forsyth. Narrated by Don Hagen. Preambulation. Tennyson once wrote that words, like nature, half reveal and half conceal the soul within. This book is firmly devoted to words of the latter half. It is for the words too beautiful to live long, too amusing to be taken seriously, too precise to become common, too vulgar to survive in polite society, or too poetic to thrive in this age of prose. They are a beautiful troop, hidden away in dusty dictionaries like a glossary of words used in the wapentakes of Manly and Coringham, Lincolnshire, or the descriptive dictionary and atlas of sexology, a book that does actually contain maps. Of course, many of them are in the Oxford English Dictionary, OED, but not on the fashionable pages. They are the lost words, the great secrets of old civilizations that can still be useful to us today. There are two reasons that these words are scattered and lost like atomic fragments. First, as already observed, they tend to hide in rather strange places. But even if you settle down and read both volumes of the Dictionary of Obsolete and Provincial English cover to cover, as I, for some reason, have, you will come across the problem of arrangement, which is obstinately alphabetical. The problem with the alphabet is that it bears no relation to anything at all, and when words are arranged alphabetically, they are uselessly separated.